Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
The Sensemaker. Hello, I'm Claudia, and this is The Sensemaker from Tortoise. One story every day to make sense of the world. To find out more about Tortoise and how to become a member, just go to this episode's description. Today, the Labour Party is in a spat with the trade union movement, and a shadow transport minister has been fired for standing on a picket line. Why is this such a difficult issue for Labour?
It's about time people started standing shoulder to shoulder with workers, because they are the people that will vote in the next Labour government.
One morning last month, Labour's shadow transport minister, a man called Sam Tarry, stood outside London Euston train station doing a series of interviews.
This is very simple. You can't turn around to workers that kept Britain running during the pandemic and say, you know what, you're going to have to suck on it.
It was a simple but defiant act.
There's not a single Labour MP thinks that's acceptable, and I believe that Keir Starmer doesn't think that's acceptable.
Sam Tarry was standing on a picket line to show support for the National Union of Rail, Maritime and Transport Workers, or the RMT.
Passengers are being warned not to travel unless essential during the biggest rail strike for more than 30 years.
RMT boss Mick Lynch also gave interviews.
What will they do if agency workers try to cross those picket lines?
Well, we will picket them. What do you think we'll do? We run a picket line and we'll ask them not to go to work.
And so did his deputy, Eddie Dempsey.
The people at the top of the economy, they're having a disco, and everyone else is being told that they've got to carry the can and tighten their belts. It's not on.
But Labour didn't support the industrial action. And shortly after his appearance on the picket line, Sam Tarry was fired for making unauthorised media appearances. To understand why Labour is in such a difficult position with strikes in summer 2022, we need to go back to winter 1900, when trade unionists and socialists gathered in a hall in London. The people who were there had just broken ties with the Liberal Party, which had been vying for power against the Conservatives for 50 years. There would be a new movement designed specifically to represent working-class people in Parliament, and it would become known as the Labour Party.
I'm here today because I support the engine drivers and the footplate men 100%. This
country needs... The links forged between Labour and the trade unions on that February day in 1900 remained pretty strong until the winter of 1979, when, under a Labour government, millions of workers went on strike. The country was plunged into chaos.
Berwick Street Market in central London. This 12-foot-high pile is part of 2 weeks' rubbish just from the market.
Later that year, the Conservatives, led by Margaret Thatcher, won the election. In the decade that followed, she faced down the unions. As their power began to dwindle, voices like Tony Benn's became more rare in the Labour Party.
So when the unions win a strike and help to save London transport, the media don't cover it. They always give the impression that strikes are hopeless and that in the end they end in defeat.
When New Labour came into power in the 90s, old-school trade unionists like the Labour politician John Prescott were accused of selling out. The anarchist band Chumbawamba poured a bucket of water over his head at the 1998 Brit Awards.
He drinks a vodka drink, he drinks a lager drink, he drinks a cider drink. New Labour sold out the Dockers, just like they sell out the rest of us!
But Labour still relies on money from trade unions. Its biggest donor is Unite, and the New Statesman has calculated that union funding accounts for 58% of Labour's donations and loans this year.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
The Labour Party's continued reliance on money from trade unions puts it in a tricky position, because it wants to portray itself as a government in waiting.
It would not be responsible opposition if I suggested yes to every strike, you should get your... No one would think...
So do you support them or not?
No, I don't. It is a no. It's a categorical no.
Why?
Because I'm serious about the business of being in government, and the business of being in government is that you support negotiation.
But the party also can't go bankrupt. The question is whether Labour actually needs to distance itself from the trade unions. Average wages of working people are lower than before the 2008 financial crash. Inflation is predicted to top 13%. Energy bills could hit £5,000 a year next April. And there's a risk of a recession. From transport workers to firefighters, civil servants to postal workers, it seems that people have had enough. Labour may have had to fire Sam Tarry for defying his leader, but as the UK's problems mount and the voices of discontent grow louder, the party could still come to regret it. Thank you for listening to The Sensemaker. This episode was written and mixed by Xavier Greenwood. To get more from Tortoise, contribute to our journalism and come to online events, you can join our newsroom for £50 a year by going to tortoisemedia.com/friend and using my code Claudia50. That's Claudia50.
The Sensemaker.
Hello, it's Tomini from Tortoise. We hope you enjoyed this podcast. To get ad-free and early access to all Tortoise podcasts, become a Tortoise member or subscribe to Tortoise Plus on Apple Podcasts. You'll be able to hear our brand new investigative shows before anyone else and get ad-free listening across our podcasts. Click subscribe on Tortoise Plus or become a member in the Tortoise app.